I am speaking with Randy Miller with GrowMark. And Randy, what's your title?
I am Manager of Propane Operations for GrowMark.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about propane supply specifically coming up here into the cold weather when, I guess, demand for propane gets high anyway. And if we got a winter anything like what we had last year, it's going to be quite a heavy demand for propane, I would think, this year.
Yeah, we're off to kind of an interesting start. Maybe not so much in the Midwest, but we've already had our first big snowstorm in the Northeast, and getting everybody thinking along those lines that it's time to get prepared for winter, and it certainly is. It's just right around the corner.
So what do supplies look like right now?
From a propane standpoint, supply is in good shape. We've been kind of monitoring the inventories, particularly in the Midwest, all summer long, and to be quite truthful, they've been behind where we normally are. U.S. total inventories of propane, we always feel that we need to get to 60 million barrels before we start the winter to feel comfortable, and we just did get to 60 million. We've had some pretty good inventory increases the last few weeks, and this week we are, the last EIA report shows an inventory of 60.2 in the U.S. total. Midwest stocks are pretty good, but to be truthful, we're behind across the board from where we were last year and particularly the five-year average. So nothing to feel short about, but we are behind some 9% U.S. total than we were a year ago. But most of that is in the Gulf Coast where we've seen a lot of propane exports as well as we see some petrochem demand in that area. And that's really where the shortage lies as we sit here today.
Well, yeah, we spoke with that just recently about the increasing different additional uses for propane, like in the autogas area, for example, which is fairly new. But at the same time, we are producing more propane here in the United States and actually exporting where we weren't a few years ago, right?
Right. We used to be mainly an import country as far as propane was concerned up until about 2.5 years ago or so. And then with all the shale development, particularly in the Northeast, there's a shale play, the Marcellus shale play, that is making a lot of propane out of natural gas. We're seeing the Midwest starting to develop what they call the Bakken shale play, which is in North Dakota. That's getting a lot of interest in its crude oil production, but it's also producing a lot of natural gas liquids as well, including propane. So we're seeing more production, but in turn, more exporting out of the Gulf Coast as well, and there's certainly plans in that area to expand the ability to do that. That maybe has slowed up a little bit in the last month. Certainly, exports are based on what the U.S. dollar is doing, and when the dollar seems to be cheap or go lower, we see exports be very strong. The little bit of strength in the dollar we've had over the last month has slowed that just a bit, but still we're seeing a tremendous exports compared to what we've ever seen before in history.
How big a part is propane of the GrowMark Energy Division?
Well, in total gallons, certainly we do a lot more liquid fuels, but propane very meaningful to us, particularly as an ag co-op. We're just kind of in the western part of the Midwest finishing up the grain drying season, which compared to last year was very good, much more grain drying than we had a year ago, but that was probably the lowest year we've had in what seems like the last decade. We're still seeing some grain drying demand to the east. Indiana, Ohio have a lot of corn to dry yet, but it's not extremely wet, so again the volume is there. But propane, very meaningful to us. Again, like I say, the volume is not as meaningful as the liquid fuels, but and certainly as we get into the wintertime, it has its season, you know. So as the wintertime, that'll be our focus, is on our propane demand and meeting those demand as we go forward.
And one of the things that we just spoke to Harry Cooney about this is about really helping your members as well with contracting for future needs for things like for energy uses like propane.
Certainly. Historically, propane, obviously when the peak demand periods come, the winter, particularly January and February, prices tend to get strong. In the off-peak periods, they tend to be a little softer, and so you'll see a lot of contracting in the summer months. Most of our members will offer programs to customers to lock in their propane through the remainder of the winter, and we feel like that's always a good thing. Most years, that turns out to be advantageous. You go back to 2008, where all the commodities took a tumble in the fall. Maybe not the year to do it, but most years, that is advantageous for our customers. So it's kind of hard to find that 1 year in 10 that it's not going to work. So, yeah, it's certainly one of our mainstays is that we really recommend people getting their prices locked in ahead of time so they're prepared for the winter.
All right, good. Well, that's all the specific questions I have, Randy. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one of the unique things we're seeing today, because of the from a pricing standpoint, because of the export demand in the Gulf Coast, there tends to be two hubs that kind of supply the Midwest. One is the Gulf Coast that comes along the eastern side of the Midwest. There's pipelines that'll bring propane up through southern Indiana into Ohio, and then we have a hub in Oklahoma, Kansas area that brings propane into the Midwest, particularly Iowa, Illinois. That hub in Conway is what we refer to in the Midwest, and Bellevue to the east, and the pricing differential has been kind of tremendous because of the demand for exports. Bellevue has been running quite a bit higher price, so we're seeing a lot more demand out of Conway terminals going to the east because of the pricing variances. And so it'll be interesting to see whether that continues throughout the remainder of the year or not. But a lot of demand in the Chicago area and terminals here that maybe we didn't see up until the last year or so. So we'll see how that plays out and how it changes some of the terminal efficiencies. But we like to see that good demand because we keep it replenished and it keeps things moving and we can keep propane in the line. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Randy Miller with GrowMark, talking about the propane supply at this point in time in the year. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.